Linux is having one of the most dramatic weeks in its entire history. Within a single news cycle, the operating system that powers nearly every server, supercomputer, and cloud platform on the planet has faced a devastating security crisis, watched a brand new zero-day exploit spread across the internet before a single patch was ready, and simultaneously celebrated data showing it is growing faster than at any point in the last decade. This is Linux Weekly News, and this week, everything happened at once. Let us start with the story that has the entire security community on high alert. A researcher named Hyunwoo Kim, who goes by the handle V4BellOnline, has disclosed a new Linux kernel vulnerability called Dirty Frag. This is not a minor bug. This is a local privilege escalation flaw that allows any unprivileged user who has a basic shell account on a Linux machine to escalate their access all the way to root. Full control. Complete. Compromise. And it works on virtually every major Linux distribution in existence right now, including Ubuntu, Red Hat Enterprise Linux, CentOS Stream, Alma Linux, OpenSUSE Tumbleweed, and Fedora. The vulnerability carries two CVE identifiers. CVE 2026-43284 covers the first flaw, which lives inside the ESP component, meaning the encapsulating security protocol used by IPsec. The Linux kernel security team assessed this one at a CVSS score of 8. 8. Which places it firmly in the high severity category. The second flaw, CVE 2026-43500, lives inside the RxRPC subsystem, which handles a distributed file system protocol called AFS, or the Andrew File System. Canonical, the company behind Ubuntu, assessed that one at a CVSS score of 7. 8, also high. Together, these two vulnerabilities are chained into a single devastating exploit that any local attacker can execute without elevated permissions. What makes Dirty Frag especially alarming is how it works under the hood. According to Hyunwoo Kim's own public disclosure, this is a deterministic logic bug. That phrase matters enormously in the security world. Many past Linux kernel exploits depended on race conditions, meaning the attacker had to win a timing window, a split-second competition between their code and the kernel's operations. Race condition exploits are unreliable. They sometimes fail. They sometimes cause the system to crash, which creates noise that defenders can detect and respond to. Dirty Frag does none of that. It does not depend on timing. It does not cause kernel panics when the exploit runs. The success rate, in Kim's own words, is very high, and the kernel does not panic when the exploit fails, making it far more dangerous from an operational security perspective. The technical root cause lies in how the kernel handles in-place decryption over paged buffers. When the receive path decrypts data over pipe pages that are not privately owned by the kernel, specifically when reached through splice and send file operations, unprivileged processes can retain references to the resulting plaintext. This creates what security researchers call a write primitive into the page cache. The public proof-of-concept exploit chains this write primitive with the namespace creation capability from the RxRPC vulnerability to achieve root access in a single terminal command. The exploit code is short, written in C using standard libraries, and has been publicly available on the internet since May 7, 2026. Ubuntu's official security team was extremely direct about the implications when they published their advisory. On hosts that do not run container workloads, the vulnerability allows a local user to elevate privileges to the root user. In container deployments that execute arbitrary third-party workloads, the vulnerability can additionally facilitate container escape scenarios on top of the privilege escalation. If you run a shared hosting environment, a multi-tenant cloud platform, a continuous integration runner, or any Linux system where multiple users can get a shell, this vulnerability is not theoretical. It is a present and active threat with a working public exploit available to anyone who looks for it. The story of how Dirty Frag became public is almost as alarming as the vulnerability itself. Hyunwoo Kim had reported the flaw to Linux kernel maintainers on April 30th, 2026, and a coordinated disclosure process was underway. Distributions were working toward releasing patches simultaneously so that users would have fixes available the moment the vulnerability became public knowledge. That process, known as an embargo, was broken by an unrelated third party who independently discovered the vulnerability, reverse-engineered the fix commits from the kernel repository, and published exploit details publicly on May 7, 2026, before any distribution had released a single patch. Kim, after consultation with the Linux distro's mailing list maintainers, made the decision to publish the complete Dirty Frag documentation and proof-of-concept code at their request, because the information was already circulating publicly, and incomplete public knowledge is far more dangerous than complete public knowledge. This is not the first time a major Linux kernel privilege escalation flaw has shaken the community in recent weeks. Just 8 days before Dirty Frag, on April 29th, 2026, A cybersecurity research firm called Theory publicly disclosed a different vulnerability called CopyFail, tracked as CVE-2026-314-31 with a CVSS score of 7, 8 high. Theory's researchers, using their AI-assisted security scanning tool called SyntCode, discovered a 9-year-old logic flaw inside the ALGIF AAD module of the Linux kernel's cryptographic subsystem. The exploit they published was strikingly simple. A 732-byte Python script that any unprivileged local user could run to gain full root access on virtually every major Linux distribution shipping a kernel built since 2017. CopyFail is now actively exploited in real-world attacks. CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in the United States, added CopyFail to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog on May 1st, 2026, and issued a mandatory remediation deadline of May 15th, 2026 for all federal civilian agencies. The connection between CopyFail and Dirty Frag is direct. Hyunwoo Kim, who had been studying the same vulnerability class that Theory exposed, discovered that the mitigation applied to CopyFail, which involved blacklisting the ALGIF AAD kernel module, did not close the door entirely. Systems that had already applied the CopyFail mitigation remained fully vulnerable to Dirty Frag because Dirty Frag exploits entirely different kernel modules, specifically ESP4, ESP6, and RxRPC. In Kim's own words, even on systems where the publicly known CopyFail mitigation is applied, your Linux is still vulnerable to Dirty Frag. Microsoft's security team confirmed through their security blog that they are observing active in the wild attack activity. The attacks follow a sequential pattern where an external connection gains SSH access, spawns an interactive shell, and then immediately stages and executes an ELF binary that triggers privilege escalation via the SU command in patterns consistent with both CopyFail and Dirty Frag. The campaign shows a clear sequential attack timeline, and Microsoft Defender is actively monitoring related detections. Security researchers are placing Dirty Frag alongside two historically significant Linux vulnerabilities. Dirty Cow, which carried the identifier CVE-2016-5195, was a race condition-based exploit that became famous in the security community, but was notoriously unreliable in practice due to its dependency on winning a timing window. Dirty Pipe, which was CVE-2022-0847, disclosed in 2022, was more powerful but had specific constraints on where in a file data could be modified, which limited its applicability in real attacks. Dirty Frag extends the same underlying bug class, the manipulation of the Linux page cache through improper write primitives, but removes the critical limitations of both predecessors. No race condition, no file position constraints, consistent results across different CPU architectures and Linux distributions. For those who want to understand the exact vulnerability timeline, the WindExcelfRem ESP flaw at the core of CVE-2026-43284 was introduced by a single source code commit dated January 17, 2017. That means this flaw has been present inside the Linux kernel for more than 9 years, across hundreds of kernel releases. The RxRPC flaw in CVE-2026-43500 was introduced in June 2023. The kernel mainline patch for CVE-2026-43284 was published on May 8, 2026. As of that same date, the patch for CVE-2026-43500 was still not publicly available, meaning half of the vulnerability chain remained unpatched at the kernel level, even after public disclosure. If you need to protect systems immediately while waiting for official kernel updates, the recommended interim mitigation is to disable the three vulnerable kernel modules, ESP4, ESP6, and RxRPC. Full instructions are documented in Ubuntu's official security blog and in the Alma Linux Security Advisory published May 7th and updated May 8th. It is critical to understand the trade-off before applying this. Disabling ESP4 and ESP6 will break IPsec VPN functionality. Disabling RxRPC will break AFS distributed file system connections. For systems that do not use these protocols at all, the mitigation is safe and straightforward to apply. For systems running active IPsec VPN tunnels or AFS infrastructure, the decision requires planned downtime. A fair counterpoint exists in the community that deserves to be stated clearly. These vulnerable kernel modules are not loaded by default on all Linux systems. The ESP4 and ESP6 modules are primarily loaded when IPsec VPN protocols are actively in use. Everyday desktop users running home machines are therefore at substantially lower risk than enterprise environments. The threat is most acute on servers, shared hosting platforms, cloud infrastructure, container hosts, and enterprise systems where these networking protocols are deployed and where multiple users or workloads share the same kernel. Now, stepping back from the immediate crisis, there's a broader context that makes this week significant beyond the security headlines. The same week that Linux is experiencing this security storm is also the week that data confirms Linux is growing faster on the desktop than at any point in the past decade. Linux desktop market share reached 4.7% globally in 2025, representing a 70% increase from the 2.76% recorded in July 2022, according to StatCounter. The United States crossed the 5% desktop threshold for the very first time in June 2025. On the developer side, the Stack Overflow Developer Survey for 2025 captured responses from over 49,000 developers across 177 countries. Ubuntu alone is used by 27.8% of developers for personal computing and 27.7% for professional work, showing near identical consistency across personal and workplace environments. Approximately 78.5% of all developers globally use Linux as either a primary or secondary operating system. In the server world, Linux commands 63.1% of the global server operating system market. In supercomputing, Linux has held 100% market share on the top 500 supercomputer list since November 2017, without a single exception. Consumer desktop growth has been significantly accelerated by Windows 10 reaching its official end of life on October 14, 2025. Many users with older hardware that cannot meet Windows 11's TPM 2, zero hardware requirements, found themselves choosing between purchasing new machines or exploring alternatives. Zorin OS developers reported over 780,000 Windows users transitioning to their distribution alone in the wake of the end-of-life announcements. Government adoption has been accelerating at scale as well. Germany's state of Schleswig-Holstein became the first European region to completely replace Microsoft tools with Linux and LibreOffice across public offices, completing that transition as of April 2024. France operates over 103,000 computers running Genbuntu, a custom Ubuntu-based distribution deployed by the National Gendarmerie. Denmark's Ministry of Digital Affairs announced a full transition from Microsoft platforms to open-source alternatives scheduled between June and November 2025. The Linux operating system market across enterprise and cloud infrastructure is projected to grow from $97 billion in 2024 to $69 billion by 2032, a compound annual growth rate of 9%. Current desktop adoption trajectories suggest Linux could reach 6% of the global desktop market share by late 2026. So this is the full and complete picture of the week in Linux. Two separate kernel vulnerability classes, both belonging to the same page cache manipulation bug family, have hit the community within 8 days of each other. CopyFail was found by Theory using AI-assisted research. DirtyFrag was found by Hyunwoo Kim, building on that same bug class. Both are now public. Both have working exploits. One has a CISA mandate behind it with a hard federal deadline. And throughout all of it, Linux adoption is growing at a historically significant pace, with governments, enterprise customers, developers, and everyday users migrating at rates that few industry analysts predicted just 3 years ago. The DirtyFrag situation will be resolved. Patches are already committed to the Linux kernel mainline for CVE 2026-43284. Distribution maintainers at Ubuntu, Red Hat, Alma Linux, OpenSUSE, Fedora, and Cloud Linux are all working urgently to build, test, and ship updated kernels to their users. The interim mitigation is documented, verified, and available right now from official security channels. But the more enduring question that this two-week window raises is about the coordinated disclosure process itself. When that process breaks down before patches are ready, defenders are left without options at the exact moment attackers have everything they need. Open source succeeds because transparency is built into its foundation. This week, that same transparency became the sharpest edge in the room. That is the story of Linux this week.